ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Can our panel of ABC Rugby League experts handle six questions in 3 minutes? Can they avoid getting stuck on the fence? And can the referee, Andrew Moore, avoid going into the bunker? It's time for six again.
Luke Lewis, I have a question for you. Do you have any doubt that the Dolphins will be playing in the finals for the first time?
No, I don't. I love the way they're playing. Had a couple of players out yesterday, still worked out a way to get the job done, and I feel like they've got a tackle over the park, and they've got good balance through the whole side. So I like what they're doing. I think they definitely play semi-finals.
Me too, and they've got good depth, which is going to hold them in good stead, and the rules interpretation now suits them down to the ground. So they'll be there for sure, the Dolphins.
All right, so that's two emphatic yeses. They'll be there. Gibbsy, who would you hire to coach the Dragons next year? Dean Young, Ben Hornby, or someone else?
That's a curly one, Andrew.
Getting a few of these.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to be Dean Young or Ben Hornby. But I think what Dean Young has done in the last couple of weeks shows great improvement. We saw them beat Brisbane. Good effort. They were very unlucky. Only Val Holmes missing a sitter stopped them from winning another game. So I think there's been enough upturn.
All right, Luke Lewis. Are you confident that last night's loss by Penrith is merely a blip on the radar and not something to worry about?
Yeah, nothing to worry about at all. Does not worry me. I think they're probably due for a loss. Didn't have their full team out in the park. Going through origin period, they're 6 points in front. Not a worry in the world. They still win the competition.
Absolutely. You take players of the ilk of Cleary, Yeo and Do'o out, it's going to make an effect. But I think we're not giving enough credit to the Titans. The Titans were plucky last time. They weren't bad, Penrith. They started.
Righto, Gibbsy. Of these young halfbacks, who are you buying most stock in? Zane Harrison, Ethan Sanders, Lachie Galvin or Ashton Ward?
It's going to be either Lachie Galvin or Zane Harrison. Lachie Galvin is a good player. He's not a halfback, though, Andrew, so I just like to put that stipulation on him. I know he's playing halfback, but that's why we have a problem with Lachie Galvin's talent. He's a talented player.
So what's your answer?
Lachie Galvin.
Oh, OK. Louis, are you surprised or not that Melbourne won't stand in Jack Howarth's way should he find another club?
No, I'm not surprised. I feel like the Melbourne Storm have always been like this. They don't stand anyone's way to go to another club, and they don't go out and buy big names. They create players down there. So, if he wants to go somewhere else and thinks he can get better money, I don't think they'll let him stop him. So, not surprised at all.
Yeah, Jack Howarth, I think he's expendable, so I understand if he wants to go, let him go. I wouldn't be wasting time on him.
Finally, Gibbsy, we've seen some elite goal-kicking in the past week or so. Who do you have as top seed? Cleary, Walker, Asako, Hines, anyone else?
Yeah, no, Nathan Cleary for me, but Sam Walker, obviously, he put on a kicking clinic, but Nathan Cleary didn't miss a goal either. They can all have, like golfers, they can all have the off day as good as they are, but still at the top of the pops, under pressure, everything on the line is Nathan Cleary for me.
What about you, Louis?
Well, the Iceman, yeah. Nathan Cleary, look, I can't break the top three. After seeing the performance from Sam Walker in Origin and the way that he kicked those goals, just so cool, calm and collected. You watch Jermaine Asako yesterday. He strikes the ball one of the best I've ever seen. You can nearly write his thingos in. And obviously, Nathan Cleary. You know, if my life was on it, I reckon Nathan Cleary would be able to pull it out. But I can't break those three. They are phenomenal.
Well, you got to.
It is.
You can't sit on the fence.
Got it.
In the intro, you can't sit on the fence. One
Nathan Cleary, Sam Walker by 0.1 more, and then the next one, Jermaine Asako. But
so
those three,
are you suggesting Walker's on the precipice?
He's sitting right there. Right. Mate, and he's still got plenty of time. Like, he's so young, he's got so much time up his sleeve.
But Not only is he on the precipice, he's on the cusp and the edge.
Yeah. You know what? He's going to be a great Origin player too. Like, he's played two Origin games. I reckon he's had two great games. Now, I got me in the match, obviously, on Wednesday night, but... yeah, he just seems super chilled. It just suits that environment. Does everything pretty easily. So they're in good hands, the Queenslanders.
Goal kicking has always been important, Jonty. Always. Even when you go back to when you played with the old, pigskin balls that got
Toe pokers.
Yeah, toe pokers, heavy, off sand, all that sort of stuff in really dreadfully kept fields. To now where gulking is elite. If you're under 80%, you're almost not up to the task. Whereas, you know, 40 years ago, if you were at 80%, you were the best in the comp by miles.
Andrew, we've had two games this weekend where games should have been won by sides because of goal kicking. That was Valentine Holmes on Friday night. And you go, ah, that's the goal kicker's job. Well, that's his job.
Yeah, but so in saying that, they did get Newcastle did get a penalty right in front too. So if they were up by two, they would have took the two.
Yeah, I'm just saying he should have kicked that goal, though. It changes confidence. It's deflating, Louis, when a goal like that is missed and it's going to put you in front. And also last night, Jamal Fogarty, from not difficult positions, he hit the post on two occasions, and that's not talking about the setup for field goals and things.
Yeah, now it makes such a big difference. Such a big difference. So you're both just happy to let Jack Howarth walk? That stuns me. He was like going to be
out of origin. No, he's a good footballer. But the question that you asked, but I thought that Melbourne never do that. I feel like Melbourne, if you want to go somewhere, they haven't got the money.
No, but I think it's more Melbourne saying to Jack Howarth, go and check on things. Well, he's got a year to go of his contract. Well, rather than Jack going, I might get some opportunities.
I just feel that Melbourne always, they ain't let the ones go that if they're not up to the standards of what they want down there. So if I'm seeing that happen with Craig Bellamy, I'm assuming not on field, but I'm assuming off field, he's not up to the standards of what Melbourne want. So that's why that's the way I look at it. It's the way they've done things over the last 15, 20 years with Craig Bellamy. So I totally get it.
And we referred to this yesterday. Will Warbrick's leaving, going to the Warriors, and they've replaced him with Jermaine Asako.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
one. Well, Jermaine Asako's played every game in the Dolphins' history.
He just seems to score 16 points every game. He's become a great player. He was mistake-riddled at Brisbane, went to the Dolphins, and he's been absolutely outstanding. What about the halfback question, Louis? Who would you rate top seed there? Zane Harrison, Ethan Sanders, Lockie Galvin, Ashton Ward, Gibbsy Wint, Galvin. What say you?
Yeah, I don't think Galvin, personally. He's had plenty of time and plenty of opportunity to show what he can do. Don't feel like he's getting that there, but I like Zane Harrison. I thought he did a really good job last night, and he's played, six or seven games. He's really stood up. He's got a good kicking game. They've got massive wraps on him, and I like Sanders. So I'm going to go Sanders down in Canberra, very closely by Zane Harrison.
So you're saying that Zane Harrison is what? On the
precipice.
Thank you.
So I'll repeat, Andrew.
Yes.
That Lockie Galvin is not a halfback, so really shouldn't even be in that mix. Because he won't be staying there.
Well, he's playing halfback.
I understand that.
And you picked him in that particular position.
Because that's how you couch the question.
No, you picked him.
Yeah, you picked him, Jaunty. 0467 920 222 if you'd like to send us a
He needs a cuddle. People who bag him, feeding him, think he can't play are kidding themselves because he can.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Well, the first of two major upsets last night occurred at Robina Stadium, the Robina Rollercoaster. Penrith in front of halftime, but Gold Coast in front at full-time, winning 19 points to 18. And it happened because of this 80th-minute effort from young halfback Zane Harrison.
He's tackled five from the goal line with 20 seconds left. Last play, pass back to the halfback kid. Zane Harrison, the future of the Titans, has won the game for the Titans.
That must feel pretty damn good, Zane Harrison. Welcome to NRL Sunday on ABC Sport, mate. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, feels good. The body's feeling better today after a win like that, so... Yeah, it's good.
So how planned was that field goal? Obviously, it's 18-all and you're about to run out of time. So you knew you were going to take the shot. Yep. Was it always you?
Yeah, I think the boys put confidence in me, even with about 8 minutes to go, that I was going to be the one to kind of step up and take that moment as the halfback. So, yeah, they had confidence in me. I had confidence in myself too because, you know, I know that I've done the work at training and I've prepared for moments like that. And, I just have to ice them.
We spoke to your coach a week or so ago, Josh Hannay, about things he's tried to instill since he joined the club this year. And defence obviously high among them, although he says it's not exclusively defence. It's certainly different. Even watching, we called your game last week against the West Tigers at Leichhardt, and that ended up being a high-scoring game. You were in a great position to win it. And then I watched that game last night, And clearly that is an area of improvement. I understand you're new to the team, but that seems to be an area at last, really, the Gold Coast Titans are taking enormous pride in.
Yeah, for sure. We came into pre-season wanting to get better, wanting to work hard. And, yeah, Josh has been really good for us in the culture he's brung. So, yeah, it's a massive improvement for us. I think we'd have defended one of our best games all year last night. And to turn Penrith away, who are such a massive threat when they're attacking your line so many times, yeah, it's credit to the boys.
Zay, mate, well done. I suppose last night it was amazing to watch. But I heard Josh Hennay come out and say you're the real deal. But how do you handle that type of pressure from Joshy?
Yeah, he's instilled confidence in me. It's not really pressure, I'd say. Obviously, there's pressure from the outside, but I'm having one-on-one conversations with Josh all the time, and the confidence he gives me to play my game and play my footy, it's kind of no pressure on me from him. So, it's good to be around.
Now, which player in the Titans squad has had the biggest influence on your career so far?
I'd probably say the spine or AJ Brimson. Obviously, connecting with JC, Sammy Verrills, Oli Pasco, Keanu Kinney. We want to build something specially, and we want to build a combination for the future. So working alongside players like JC, who have been in the game for a little bit now, I've kind of, hung on to him, and he's teaching me lessons every day. So,
Mate, what about last night? Obviously, you kicked that field goal. You walk off the field. Mate, yeah. How was your phone looking after you? What sort of messages were you getting from your mates?
I'm still trying to respond to them now. I haven't gone through them, but, my phone blew up a little bit. But, it's obviously a good feeling to win like that in my sixth NRL game. So, especially at home.
Well, Zane, I was lucky enough to call your first NRL game, which is against the Roosters in Gosford. And for all of those six games, and I think it's a really positive thing for the Titans, you've played with Jaden Campbell as 5'8". He's also, you mentioned AJ Brimson, the spine. But having Jaden there and seeing what he can do is pretty good as well.
Yeah, for sure. He's a freak, JC. He's such a good ball runner and a great six. He has a great long kicking game and plays off the cuff really well. So I think we complement each other nicely. And, we're just continuing to build that combination, continuing to learn off each other.
I think what was all the more meritorious about last night was the fact that you were down 12 points to nil and you fought your way back to be only converted try down at half time. And then the longer you stayed in the contest, the more nervous they became. We're not used to seeing Penrith sort of, being nervous.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, a great fight back from our boys on the defensive end. On the defensive end, kept turning them away. And then when we got the ball, we kind of just went for it. We played our brand of footy, our Titans way. And, it came off for us. And obviously now onto the Bulldogs Friday night, and we're looking to get back-to-back wins going into a bye. So, can't wait.
And I've got to say that your first field goal attempt, a little bit rush, it was a bit of a shank. So you learned from that quickly.
Yeah, for sure. I might have to whack one in the warm-up just so I can get that out of the way. So, it was a shank.
And even the setup for your field goal looked a little bit awkward. I thought maybe you could have gone to the other side, being a right-footer, but you got sort of caught out, but you were very calm.
Yeah. That's the thing. We wanted to end up at left post, and I kind of wanted to play before, but, you get dealt the cards you deal with. So, I got to step off in that moment, no matter where we are, and ice it as a halfback, so,
For an inexperienced dude, you've had a couple of nice trophies under your belt now. You beat Brisbane up there in Brisbane, and now you've knocked over Penrith, only the second team to do so. They've got to be, for still a very young team, it's got to provide an enormous amount of confidence that you're at least on the right track.
Yeah, for sure. I think we all know at the club where we're heading in, and we're really confident in our footy and our identity, that we can start winning more games and big games like that. So Josh has instilled confidence in all the boys to have faith in our ability that we can go toe-to-toe with the best. So, yeah.
You were born on the Gold Coast, I believe, Zane. And, you know, for an area that's regarded, has always been regarded as a transient area, people come and go. And one of the big reasons that things don't stick at the Gold Coast Titans is for that very reason. How important is it for you to represent the area that you grew up in?
Yeah, for sure. This is my hometown. I was born in Tweed Heads, so just the New South Wales side of Gold Coast. So I'm a New South Welshman, but yeah, to represent the Gold Coast, being from here, it's massive for me. And I want to make the fans proud and continue to win games for us. So
now let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Zane. So you're eligible for New South Wales.
Yeah.
Tweed Heads, that's in Queensland.
Yeah. Well, some of them have been
that's
born.
New South Wales.
No, we're only having a joke there, Zane. Just by the way, you know, you talk about a good finish of the season. Andrew just mentioned it.
Yeah.
You've got 7 of your last 10 games at Robina. So you get a really good opportunity to, you know, to build something towards next year.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, 7 out of 10 home games, whatever it is. But it's good to give back to our fans and hopefully win a few more games for them. They've been showing up all year. And, yeah, we're grateful to be back playing at Seabus. And we can't wait to hopefully put another good performance in next week.
Just finally, Zane, you're too young to even remember the Gold Coast Chargers, that iteration of Gold Coast Rugby League. But tell me you weren't inspired by Captain Charger last night.
Yeah, for sure. He was in the sheds after singing the team song with us. So
really?
It was, it was a special moment. And, yeah, them jerseys were special too. So I'm glad we could get a win with them.
I reckon he would have had more selfies taken than even you did after being the hero last night.
Yeah, for sure.
Well done, Zane. That was awesome. Great to see the talent resulting in a remarkable win for the Gold Coast Titans over Penrith last night. Congrats and good luck for the rest of the way this year.
Thanks, lad. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Hi, James Valentine here from ABC Radio Sydney Afternoons. It's time for one of my favourite parts of rugby league on a Sunday, and it's when Andrew asks you for your first thought. Now, always remember, especially you, Gibbsy, it's your first thought, not your second, third or your fourth thought. I'll leave it to Andrew to tell you what it is today. Will it be about star fullbacks, greatest ever teams, state of origin, team mascots? Let's find out, because it's time right now for your first thought.
Maybe incredibly sad hearing the late, great James Valentine's voice. We still miss you, James. All right, our first thought a couple of weeks ago, we asked for your first thought on Queenslander, not counting the great Billy Moore, and love the responses you provided. And now that State of Origin 2 is out of the way, maybe this is a bad weekend to bring this up, actually, but we are today after your first thought on New South Wales, pertaining to rugby league, that is. What is your first thought when you hear New South Wales? In a footy sense, your calls are welcome on 1300 361 700 or text 0467 920 222. I'll kick it off. My first thought, it actually was Benny Elias. He popped straight into my head, specifically the night at the Sydney Football Stadium when his mum came out to hug her boy. Benny's head, you might remember, swathed in bandages after battling through a typically tough Origin game. And I know, speaking with Benny, it is one of his all-time favourite moments and images and one of his mum's all-time favourite memories. And it was great to run into Benny heading to Melbourne the other day. But yeah, Benny Elias was my first thought, so that's mine. What about yours? New South Wales, what is your first thought? 1300 361 700 is the number to ring and text 0467 920 222. A couple of guys who played for New South Wales. Luke Lewis, what's your first thought?
Just the colour blue. As soon as you said it, they just went blue. So his first thought, that was it. But the image that you you just pointed out, that stands out a lot to me too. But I used to love Benny Elias and love that photo in particular.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as you said, you know, what reminds you of New South Wales, just the colour blue, that was it.
That is 25% of your current new pen as well. What Correct. About you, John Gibbs?
Well, I'm in a privileged position because I've, for so many of these games, have been, you know, covering them and interviewing things and interviewing Benny and Benny's mother on that night, for instance. But the first thing that popped into my head was Michael O'Connor. Because I'm sitting there and right in front of me. And even now, when Ralph and I sit down the sideline in a similar position to where that kick was taken, you always have images of it. You know, it's a reverse PTSD, if you like. It triggers you.
A reverse? So what's that, a DSTP?
Well, it's good.
So John Gibbs has gone Michael O'Connor. Luke Lewis has gone the colour blue. And I've gone Benny Elias. How about you? Your first thought, New South Wales. 1300 361 700 is the number to ring. And you can text through on 0467 920 222. Mick in Cairns says Tommy Radonikis. Boys, the great Bradley Clyde always gave 100% for the Blues, says Ross from Cremorne. He was just a great player all round, wasn't he, Bradley
Clyde?
Yeah,
Brad. He revolutionised back row play.
Wasn't he a good namer of dogs as well?
Yes, he was.
In what way? Andy, why would you?
Andrew, don't embarrass me.
It was he named his dog Gibbsy.
I'd love to know. There's any listeners out there that have named their dog.
Was that Chihuahua?
Maury or Mr. Moore?
I doubt that.
I reckon there would be a lot of listeners out there that love Andrew Moore. That would have named their dog Maury or Maury.
I think if anyone has named their dog Maury, it's not because they love me. It might be for the other reason.
No. But
Brad Clyde named his dog Gibbsy because you're his favourite player.
Well, that's nice. Up. That's a nice thing.
See, they might name it Maury because you know their favourite caller.
From Tiger Mark in Townsville, my first thought is Mark Guy's showdown with King Wally. Yeah, who'll ever forget? I'm so glad you brought back James Valentine. Sound grab, may he rest in peace. That was purely accidental, but yeah, to hear his voice again, very, very moving. G'day, boys. First thought, the great ET flying down the sideline. Cheers, boys, and have a great call. That's JC from Culborough Beach. Thanks, JC. Ian from Brisbane says Ricky Stewart. Jack at Port Macquarie, first thought, one word, Tommy. Brett Kenny says another. He was a great blue, Brett Kenny. A great, great blue. First thought is Laurie Daly, says Martin in Sydney. And thanks for having James Valentine introduce my first choice. I must admit, it did put a tear in my eye, says Tony from Parks. Yeah, you and me both.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
All right, this afternoon we are getting to know Canterbury Bankstown's NRLW captain and Mad Bulldog fan, Taylor Preston. G'day, Taylor. How are you going?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Looking forward to the season. Finally getting underway soon?
Yes, finally getting away. A couple of weeks now. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. And another year in the blue and white. So, can't wait. Very excited.
So, you grew up a Canterbury fan, right?
I did, yes. I've got a household full of Bulldogs fanatics, I should say. So for me, you know, living out a dream as a young kid to, you know, I guess be able to run out there in the Bulldogs colours and, yeah, absolutely love it and don't take it for granted, that's for sure.
I saw your first game. Was that against Newcastle at Homebush last year and you girls won from memory? What was that like actually donning that jersey for the first time?
Yeah, it was a huge honour, hey. It was, I think I've said to a few people, I kind of had goosebumps when I put it on in the shed there before we ran out. And, you know, I know there's a few local girls too that got to pull on that jersey with alongside me. And, you know, we all talk about it still to this day about that game and kind of, you know, want to continue on from that success, I guess, we had last year. And, you know, second year in the comp now, I think, you know, we just want to do the club proud and all our fans. You know, we have the most passionate fans. And for us, we feel so lucky to be able to pull this jersey on. And yeah, I guess for us, we just want to create history for the club and for ourselves as well in the NRW space. So yeah, huge honour and absolutely love the club.
All right. What's your nickname?
My nickname? Probably a pest. I think everyone would call me the pest in the team.
Wow. And now Captain Pest.
Yeah, Captain Pest maybe, or maybe that I'm just loud, but nah, everyone calls me Tay or Tay-Tay, I guess.
We'll okay. That one. Yeah, Tay-Tay, could have guessed that one. Do you have a middle name?
I do. Not many people know it, actually. So
ooh, exclusive.
My name, it's exclusive here. It's Louise, Taylor Louise Preston.
Oh, very sweet. Okay. First job you ever had?
First job, I worked at McDonald's.
What about the first car you've ever owned?
Still have it, still driving it.
Do you?
Kicking on, but a Mazda 3 at the moment.
Yeah, nice. So you've had that for what, 5 or 6 years now?
I think it'd actually be going on 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about 10 years. So I think it's on its last leg. So if you see me broken down on a highway, feel free to come give me an Uber, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know the car's given it everything it's had.
Yes.
What's an achievement you're most proud of?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I feel like my biggest achievement would have to be captaining or co-captaining the Bulldogs alongside Tekka. I think that's a huge honour in my career and, one I don't take lightly.
I love asking you all this question because the answers are very much varied. The best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, I've had a lot of advice, actually. I'll go with two, if I can go with two.
Sure.
I guess it would always be stay true to who you are and never change for anyone. And then also, I guess, keep doing the extras even when no one's watching because, you know, one day you're going to need it'll be in a moment and, you know, you put all the hard work in and you'll be ready for that moment, I guess. So, well, yeah.
Well, my colleague here, Luke Lewis, who had a very illustrious career at all levels, winning comps and Origins and Kangaroo Tours, one of his first training sessions at Penrith, Craig Gower told him exactly the same thing. And as a result, he trained on Christmas Day and still does to this day because he thought no one else would.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. I love that.
Same principle.
Exactly right. Yep. 100%. That's something I live by is, 100%. You don't need the accolades. You just work hard in silence and let it do the talking, I guess.
What is your favourite sport other than rugby league?
Ooh, I got to say Oztag. I grew up playing Oztag, so.
Yeah, so many now elite rugby league players didn't they?
Yeah, especially in the NRW space, I think. There's quite a lot of girls I grew up playing with and against. So, it's really exciting. Like Killy Davis, Abby Church, a lot of those girls, I guess, I grew up versing. So kind of where we probably got all our skills. We didn't have rugby league growing up as young girls, so kind of had to develop our skills elsewhere.
What about a bucket list sporting event you'd love to attend?
Attend?
Yes. Anything, anywhere.
I think I'd love to go to the Soccer World Cup. I know it's on at the moment, but would love to go to one in the future, I think. It seems really exciting and they get massive crowds, so I'd love to go wherever it is in the world, that's for sure.
All right. What was your favourite TV show as a kid?
I'm going to go Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Really? What was your favourite character?
Yeah, I love that one on Disney. It was my favourite. Oh, actually, in Hannah Montana. We'll go Hannah Montana.
Ah, you saw a lot of that in my house. I've got
what is with that stuffed dog?
Stuffed? Captain Cuddles is a real dog. Real, I tell you.
All right, what about movies? Your favourite movie of all time?
Favourite movie? I would go Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Okay, interesting. That might be the first one of that.
But I am a survivor. I just have to pull back because I am limited. Because I have notes.
Chloe, this is horrible.
Well, at least it's not herpes. Oh dear, I have that as well.
Tell us something people won't know about you. Do you have a hidden talent?
Ooh, I often joke about it, but I was a DJ back in the day, so short-lived DJing career, but we'll go with that one.
Wow. Did you have any biggish gigs? Did you go nuts?
I did one. We actually used to have an event out in the Shire here. It was like an under-18s event, and did that one and got paid for it, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, I guess that was a pretty big event I did. Just a bit of fun.
Yeah, very cool. Can you cook?
No, I can only cook 2-minute noodles.
Ah, okay. Well, that's something we have in common then. All right, but you're hosting a dinner party and assuming someone else can cook, you know, more expansively than 2-minute noodles. But a dinner party, you can invite 3 people, alive or dead, from any walk of life. Who are you inviting?
Well, I'm going to invite Rebel Wilson. She's a funny character. I think, make it funny. I'll go Rihanna. She's my favourite artist, so Love a singer there. And I'm going to go Michael Jackson. The MJ movie recently came out, so I'm going to go Michael Jackson.
Have you seen the movie?
I have.
Yeah.
Very good.
My son, who's 19, is infatuated with Michael Jackson and took me to see the movie. The movie was very good. And
It actually was.
Part 2 to come.
I know. Very exciting.
Where would we find you on a day off, Taylor?
Probably down at the beach, getting a tan if I can. I'm trying to get a tan. But, yeah, definitely by the beach and hanging out with my family or friends.
What if anything scares you?
Snakes and spiders, I can't do.
Yeah, popular choice.
Yeah.
We live in a wonderful country. I love hearing Americans and Brits talking about coming to Australia and swimming and dying and all sorts of things I'm scared of. Your favourite hobby, apart from going to the beach?
Favourite hobby? Ooh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Probably just, I don't know what else I do. I kind of go to the beach or go for a walk, to be fair. Maybe watch a Netflix show. Actually, I like some crime docos.
Oh, yeah. What do you like?
Honestly, everything. I like.
Are you talking real crime stuff?
Yeah, real crime stuff, yeah.
Yeah, how good.
I like that. I like these random things.
Best concert you've ever been to, understanding Rihanna is your favourite artist, but the best concert you've ever been to?
I'm going to go Katy Perry back in 2014. She was, amazing. Everything she did at the concert, amazing.
Your favourite holiday destination?
Holiday. I'm going to go Bali. Bali.
Are you a semi-regular to Bali? Is it?
I am. I think I've been there about 10 times.
So. Oh, right. So, yes.
Yeah. Right. Bali, enough to be there.
Well, what about a bucket list destination that you've never been to?
Bucket list would have to be the Maldives.
Are you a reader? Do you have a favourite book or author?
I'm not a reader. I used to be when I was growing up, but no, I'm not a reader anymore.
Are you handy? Can you put things together, build things?
Yes, I'm going to say yes, actually.
Oh, okay. What's your best achievement then?
Maybe putting my bed together, I think. I think I did a better job than my dad trying to put it together. Let's put it that way.
Well, I don't know when she'll have to say it, but my daughter will end up saying that too. I've got no idea. All right, some quick fire things to finish with, and we're getting to know Canterbury Bankstown NRLW captain Taylor Preston. So, Taylor, clowns. What's your take on clowns? Are they fun or terrifying?
I'm going to say terrifying.
Have you had bad experiences? Or just they spook you?
Sometimes. I think I've had a few random creepy clowns, let's just put it that way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probe no further. Summer or winter?
Love summer.
Yeah, I guess with your beach infatuation, that had to be the one. Yeah. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Sweet or savoury?
Ooh, sweet.
Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Ooh, smooth.
And this one really does define everybody, so I'm fascinated in your answer, Taylor Preston. Tomato sauce, cupboard or fridge?
Cupboard for sure.
No!
It has to be cupboard.
Wow.
I don't want my hot food getting cold.
You're going so well. And just another finally, Kiana Takarangi, our colleague here, former teammate of yours at Cronulla, and on air a few times, she's expressed a desire to be your goal-kicking coach and has made a lot of comments when you're lining up shots at goal. Would she be a good goal-kicking coach?
Definitely not. I've coached her down at the park before, and let's just say she's a work in progress on the goal-kicking side.
Wow, love it. Taylor Preston, so good getting to know you. Can't wait to see you in action again this year. Good luck for the NRLW season with the Doggies.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
On ABC Sport, let's hear our man of sound, Dennis Carnahan's Song of the Week.
Footy games are one on effort and one on intent and wanting to get down and dirty and invest in those parts of the game.
Kieran Foran signed his coach at Manly. They had a conference, let the people know. With Manly winning, they were celebrating the Fozball Rugby League show. Everybody's got to work together. All the players got to understand. You need intent and dirty work and effort. Invest in those parts of the game. And that is all.
I've got to give credit to the playing group, bunkered down, then just worked together.
Now they're happy playing all together. Hard work is all. Hard work is all. And it's easy. Yes, it's so easy. When you're playing fuzzball, hard work is all. And it's so easy.
I've got high hopes for this season, no doubt. I certainly believe we're capable of achieving great things this year. That's what we'll aspire to do. We'll work extremely hard to make sure we give ourselves every chance to achieve that.
The trouble is when Manly fans are happy, it makes it boasty and unbearable. But just one loss and now the world's come crashing. They're sulky and miserable. One loss is all.
I'm just getting on with it.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.